Have you ever noticed how your inner dialogue seems to dictate your life? That critical voice telling you, "I can't do this," or the encouraging one whispering, "I've got this," isn't just random chatter. It's actively shaping your reality. In What to Say When You Talk to Yourself, Shad Helmstetter reveals a startling truth. By age 18, we've heard no, or what we cannot do, over 148,000 times, while positive messages remain comparatively rare. This imbalance creates a mental operating system where approximately 77% of our self-talk undermines our potential. Think about it. What if your childhood had been filled with messages of confidence instead of limitation? Would you have the same job, the same relationships, the same financial situation? The good news is that our brains possess remarkable neuroplasticity, the ability to rewire themselves at any age. This isn't just positive thinking, it's neuroscience. When Oprah Winfrey says, "Changing your self-talk changes your life," she's describing a process validated by research. The conversations we have with ourselves might be the most important conversations we'll ever have. Your 3-pound brain functions like a sophisticated biocomputer. Your thoughts create electrical impulses that activate neural pathways, releasing neurotransmitters that direct your feelings and behaviors. Whatever programming enters becomes wired in, creating the operating system that runs your life. These electrical signals flip switches in your brain's control center, governing everything from moods to health. The breakthrough in understanding human behavior came from discovering this direct link between thoughts and neuropathway wiring. Your brain doesn't distinguish between vividly imagined experiences and real ones. Both create similar neurofiring patterns. It accepts whatever programming you provide without judging whether self-talk is positive or negative, which explains why visualization techniques work effectively. Most self-talk happens unconsciously as our brains connect new information to existing beliefs. The longer we believe something, the harder it becomes to change. The longer you have bought the thought, the truer it is. Common phrases like, "I can't remember names," aren't just observations. They're directives to your subconscious mind, reinforcing programming that makes those statements increasingly true. Success or failure follows a natural 5-step sequence showing how internal processes determine external results. 1. Behavior. Our actions directly control outcomes. The right actions at the right time lead to better results. 2. Feelings. Actions filter through our feelings first. How we feel determines what we do and how well we perform, like a child avoiding vegetables but loving dessert. 3. Attitudes. Our perspectives shape our feelings, which influence our actions. Whatever attitude we hold affects the entire chain, leading to success. 4. Beliefs. These determine our attitudes, create feelings, direct actions, and drive success or failure. Beliefs are powerful enough to alter perception. They require only our conviction, not truth. 5. Programming. We believe what we're programmed to believe. Our conditioning since birth has shaped most beliefs about ourselves and the world. The sequence flows. Programming creates beliefs. Beliefs create attitudes. Attitudes create feelings. Feelings determine actions. And actions create results. To change results, start by changing your programming through self-talk. Self-talk overrides negative programming by replacing it with positive directions. The 5 levels are: Level 1, negative acceptance. The most harmful level, using "I can't" phrases that program failure. Level 2, recognition and need to change. This deceptive level uses "I need to" or "I should," which acknowledge problems without creating solutions. Level 3, decision to change. The first helpful level, using present tense phrases like "I never" or "I no longer," as if change has already occurred. Level 4, the better you. The most effective level, using "I am" statements to give your brain a completed picture of your desired self. Level 5, universal affirmation. Spiritually oriented, it is statements affirming divine connection. This programming passes through generations. Parents unknowingly create limiting self-beliefs in children through statements like, "You're just no good at that." Though intended as training, these words program negative self-identities. Our brains accept whatever we program into them. Our subconscious works constantly to make us become exactly who we've described ourselves to be, whether positive or negative. Neuroscience shows that positive thinkers develop more neurons in the left prefrontal cortex, the brain's solution-seeking area, while negative thinkers strengthen the right prefrontal cortex, where pessimism resides. Whichever thinking pattern you practice becomes stronger over time. Your mind is like an apartment furnished with thoughts, many being hand-me-down negative beliefs. Simply removing negative thoughts creates empty space that will refill with familiar patterns unless deliberately replaced with positive ones. You must systematically substitute positive self-talk for negative programming, like upgrading worn furniture with beautiful new pieces. External motivation rarely lasts. It's like Chinese food that leaves you hungry shortly after. Without practical implementation tools, inspiration from motivational speakers quickly fades. Our subconscious programming, built through years of conditioning, quietly reasserts itself. Only internal motivation through proper self-talk truly endures, rewiring neural pathways permanently rather than temporarily overriding them. Self-talk techniques can be implemented through 5 methods. 1. Silent self-talk, your internal dialogue. Initially, expect resistance, but within days, you'll identify negative patterns to rephrase positively. 2. Self-speak, monitor your spoken words to ensure they create the mental image you want your subconscious to adopt. 3. Self-conversation, talking to yourself aloud, like shower talk, where you greet yourself cheerfully each morning. Speaking forces clearer thought articulation. 4. Self-write, writing specific statements that deliver new instructions to your subconscious, focusing attention and reinforcing other reprogramming tools. 5. Recorded self-talk, listening to recorded positive statements while doing other activities, leveraging technology for immediate motivation and subconscious rewiring. Begin with 3 steps. Monitor your current self-talk through mindfulness. Edit negative thoughts into positive ones immediately. E.g., "I can't get organized" becomes "I am organized and in control." Listen to self-talk recordings daily, using repetition to rewire your brain without extra time or conscious effort. Self-talk can address any problem. When facing challenges, ask, "Is my old self-talk contributing to this problem? Could changing it help?" For effectiveness, all positive self-talk must be in present tense, as though the desired change has already happened. Saying, "I'm going to lose weight," signals, "Keep me as I am now." Instead, state, "I don't smoke," "I have a good memory," or "I eat only what I should." The greatest obstacle to growth is personal growth stasis, being stuck between your past and unlimited future because old negative programming outweighs new goals. To overcome PGS, set written goals for daily positive self-talk, listen to self-talk sessions for 15 minutes daily, and document negative patterns you want to change. Managing your mind is life's greatest opportunity. We're largely determined by what we think, not just genetics. Make positive self-talk a daily habit. Your thoughts create your reality. Choose them wisely and watch your life transform.